We're in the very heart of the book of Revelation today. I'm going to read Revelation 12 and verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. The book of Revelation is structured such that the key thoughts, the really big ideas, are found in the middle of the book. Now, that's a little different than the way modern Western books are structured, because we're used to finding the big idea at the end of the book, after all the evidence has been presented, or at the beginning of the book, before an author starts to unpack the ideas that support his premise. But in the book of Revelation, the overarching bird's eye view is found in the middle, in chapters 12, 13, and 14. And in Revelation chapter 12, the Bible gives us the cast of characters that helps us understand the rest of the book. It starts with a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Of course, anybody living back in John's day would have understood this symbol almost immediately. A woman is often used in the Bible to represent God's people. Back in Jeremiah chapter 6, for example, the Bible says, "I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman." In Ezekiel chapter 16, God very poetically describes Israel as His special bride. And in John chapter 3, John the Baptist calls Jesus the bridegroom. The imagery of the bride and his bridegroom was so widely used that back in John's day, almost everybody would have immediately recognized this woman in Revelation 12 as a picture of God's people or the church. And of course, God had a church in both the Old and the New Testaments. In Revelation chapter 12, God's people have the direct light of the sun and the reflected light of the moon, which is a great description of the way Jesus has been revealed to God's people over the course of history. In the Old Testament, we had the sacrificial system, a shadow that pointed forward to the coming of Messiah. In the New Testament, we had Jesus Himself, God in human flesh. And that means that in the New Testament era, God's people are standing on the reflected light of Old Testament times and were clothed with the more direct light that came with the arrival of Jesus. And the 12 stars? Well, in Joseph's dream back in Genesis, the 12 patriarchs of Israel were depicted as stars. Then the New Testament church also had 12 apostles. The first chapter of Revelation described the messengers or angels of the church as stars. So the woman is clearly a picture of the people of God, clothed with the light of truth and given a special commission as God's messengers in a dark and dying world. Of course, it's important to notice that by the time you get over to Revelation chapter 17, the woman has become a prostitute. Back in Ezekiel 16, the same thing happened with the nation of Israel. And that means that it's possible, even though God describes our relationship to Him in the most intimate of terms, it's possible that we can quite easily disregard His favor and walk away. So the question I have for you today is simple. How are you going to live the hours between now and the next time your head hits the pillow? Are you going to live as a faithful bride to the God of heaven, or an unfaithful spouse who throws away the most incredible gift ever offered to a race of beings? Don't forget, the angels of heaven have not been described as God's bride, even though I'd suspect they're far more deserving of that kind of treatment. This is a gift reserved for you, in spite of what you've done and where you've been. There's a marriage proposal on the table, and God's willing to take you now the way you are, and then make you into a bride that He's proud of. And the decision is yours. But given the alternatives, it's pretty obvious which is the better way to live.